Fatigue, brain fog, depression, stiffness. For many living with Parkinson's, these symptoms start long before the diagnosis, and they can rob you of your energy, your joy, and your sense of control. But what if there was a way to take your health back, physically and mentally? Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Bonnie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and I've spent years exploring cutting-edge ways to optimize your body and brain so you can take your health into your own hands. Today's guest is Ellen Vick, who was diagnosed with Parkinson's in her early 40s and refused to accept that medication was her only option. Now she's completed 4 brain-guided hypothermia procedures at the BTT Medical Institute and is living proof that there is hope even after diagnosis. In this episode, we dive into the early warning signs of Parkinson's disease and why it's showing up younger than ever, how BTT's brain-guided hypothermia works, and what it feels like to undergo the treatment, the powerful connection between lifestyle mindset and slowing neurodegeneration, and how movement, nutrition, sleep, and community play a role in healing. And if you're loving this show, please make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs to hear it. It's the best way to support the podcast, and it helps me keep bringing you the most trusted voices and tools in the health optimization space. Now, let's get into this powerful episode with Ellen. Welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am so excited for this episode because we are here with Ellen Vick, and we are at the BTT Medical Institute. And you just did a post procedure for Parkinson's. So we're going to get all into her journey and how she has recovered or working on recovery for Parkinson's and how you feel post procedure. This is your 4th treatment. And so we're going to get all into neurological disease and everything. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast, taking the time out of your day, especially post-procedure, and getting the word out on what we can do for Parkinson's.
Thank you so much for having me and giving this opportunity to let people know there is a lot of options out there, right?
Yeah, it's so important. And I think we need to emphasize the importance of prevention and what we can do for neurological disease. So I kind of just wanted to get a little intro of, you know, your journey. What were your symptoms of Parkinson's? When did you start experiencing symptoms? If you can kind of give a little introduction of Parkinson's.
Yes, I know today that I started feeling the symptoms when I was on my 39 years old.
Okay.
Because the fatigue was so intense. The depression, the pain in my body. The stiffness, I thought it was because I was doing so much with the cell phone, working so hard in the computer. I thought the stiffness was something that was coming from that. The insomnia, constipation.
Wow.
And I went after an answer, right? Looking for an answer. And 5 years later, when the tremor started, that I was diagnosed. I was like 44 years old when I was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
And I think a lot of people expect these neurological diseases in their 70s, 80s. A lot of people are not thinking about it in their 30s, 40s, 50s even. And it really is becoming more and more common in younger adults.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, there's so many aspects that can come from these diseases, but it's just important to get the word out that, you know, focusing on your health, no matter what age you are, is the importance. Because what has Parkinson's taken, you know, from your daily life that you can't do, that you were doing before and now you can't?
A lot of things. That's why it took us so many years to find out that I had a Parkinson's, because I looked for answer everywhere. And when I was diagnosed, I was like, my world just collapsed. You know, all I could think was, is there anything, is that the end of my journey, my future?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anything about it. I was too young for my mind to have Parkinson's.
And you're not thinking about this at all. And even, you know, there's cancer. There's so many other diseases that can happen at such a young age.
Yeah.
And people will take for granted their health and maybe eat all the processed food, not sleep, not do those healthy habits, and then it can catch up to you really quickly, and it can completely change your life, and then all you want is your health back. So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder, and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my froth milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BiohackerBlondie at checkout.
Okay, I learned to listen to my body. So any sign you have, just go ahead. Don't wait until things get worse, because it's so quickly.
I know. I think so many people disregard symptoms and wait and wait. And I've been there. I didn't want to go, you know, to the doctors or do lab work. And it's honestly a very simple task. Yeah. And it's just go do that lab work. Go do those tests, because it can really prevent disease and really help your day-to-day life and energy and fulfillment. So how did you, once you discovered you had Parkinson's, did you start Googling everything, and how did you find VTT Medical?
Yeah. First of all, when I got the notice, I was so scared, confused, overwhelmed. I worried that people would only see the disease, not me, you know, and I was doing my research, my personal research, looking for treatments, alternative and integrative therapies, trying to combine the treatments with both science and deep understanding about the human body. And BTT stood out right away.
Wow. Okay. So there's, there's medication. There's a lot of other protocols that you can do for Parkinson's.
Oh, yes.
So what was your initial decision when you found out you were looking at everything? Did you go straight to BTT Medical? Did you get on medication? Did you start supplementing or detoxing? What was your...
Yeah, first of all, I heard the only answer I found was taking medication specific for Parkinson's.
That was the doctor's first recommendation.
Yes. Okay. That's it. And do some exercise, some diet, but they don't explain.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you are on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you know, it's just like that. So I was thinking, constantly thinking, is there anything else I can do beyond just taking medication? That's how I started doing my own research, and I found out about VTT.
Did you take any supplements or do anything, you know, change your diet, your lifestyle after you found out?
Oh, yes, yes. Like I said, I didn't want to be only on medication, right?
Yeah.
So today it's so simple. Even this is prevention, actually. Exercise is not about how you look. It's about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep, you have to sleep so well. It's so important. People should research more about how important it is to sleep well every night.
Detoxing, hormones, prevention, all those things. It's so...
Anti-inflammatory, nutrition, emotional regulation. It's all connected. Movement, exercise, meditation, breath work. It's all I mean, it seems like a lot, but it's basic, it's simple.
I know. And those are free too. It's
exactly.
Just eat real food, you know, sleep is free, walking is free, all those things. So you really started to implement healthy lifestyle habits into your daily life. And then you discovered BTT. And was there some type of, you know, you were worried about this treatment? Or did you already know about Marc Abreu?
I recently went to a wellness conference and discovered something I had to share. This amazing little device called Filter Baby. It's a faucet attachment for your bathroom sink that filters out all the contaminants in tap water. And let me tell you, it makes your skin glow. At the booth, all the girlies showed me their before and afters, and I was honestly shocked. I just added it to my own faucet, and I can already see a difference in my skin. Most tap water is full of chlorine and chemicals that strip your skin's microbiome, killing good bacteria and causing skin dysbiosis, which leads to breakouts and dullness, but not with Filter Baby. If you care about what goes on your skin as much as what goes in your body, this is a game changer. You can use my code BiohackerBlondie or head to filterbaby.com/BiohackerBlondie. Again, that's filterbaby.com/BiohackerBlondie for a special discount.
No, was something new for me.
Okay.
So I didn't expect a miracle, but I hope to feel a shift. Any sign that my body was responding, you know, it's like I was really hopeful because it's a non-invasive, it's an innovative and science-based treatment.
Yes.
So I was really hopeful because I was losing the control over my body, and I was afraid that time. The first time I did this treatment.
The treatment
was like 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
And now I'm on my fourth time because it works, right?
So were you nervous? Were you thinking, this treatment, the brain-guided hyperthermia, it gets to a very extreme heat. Your head is out and...
Everything else is inside the tunnel.
Yeah. So let's get into, you know, during treatment. Because I think a lot of, you know, maybe future patients or that are interested in this procedure, they might be a little skeptical because, you know, it does get to a very high heat. And, you know, they want to know, is this something that they can implement and get through?
Oh, yes, it's totally possible. I mean, I got to be honest, it's not because I did more than once. That gets easier? No, it's every time. I gotta be honest, Jenny. It's so hard, especially after the first hour. But it's so safe because you have a great team around you. So
yeah,
they are checking on you all the time. So you have this feeling that you can trust.
Yeah.
But inside the tunnel, it's like you have to be concentrating on your breath working. Otherwise, if you lose the breathing, you lose control, like you want to get out, you know?
You looked so calm for everyone who's listening, watching this. I was there during your procedure, and I was thinking you were sleeping or completely relaxed.
Yes.
You were so calm during the procedure.
Yeah, because I got used to it. The first time, Jenny, I was like, I couldn't sleep well. Breathe.
Yeah.
Because you cannot sleep. You have to be aware because you're working with your body. You have to be aware because your brain, you're going to do the magic with the heat.
Yeah.
Something really incredible. It's your body working for you. You know, it's incredible. But the first time I was like, I want to get away from here. Please get me out because the heat was so intense. But I was in a bad position because my symptoms were so strong. Maybe that's why I felt so much inside the tunnel the first time. The second time got easier, but still too hot, too much. You want to get out. You wanted to finish. But Dr. Abreu says that the minimum required is about 2 hours inside the tunnel. So you have to be strong. So with the breath working and the meditation, you can do it. Anyone can do it.
And everyone, I saw everyone around you helping and working with you. And it was really beautiful, beautiful.
It's a connect. It's all connected, right?
Yeah.
It was really good. The energy is peaceful.
Yeah.
Very professional, safe environment.
Music. It was a very beautiful experience.
You can bring your own playlist.
Yes.
So I was good.
And Dr. Mark Abreu is there the whole time, just, you know, making sure the temperature is perfect for those 2 to 3 hours the whole time. Because I think, you know, with this hyperthermia, it can be somewhat risky if it's not brain-guided hyperthermia.
Okay.
When you're raising your body at such high temperature, there is risk. But because Dr. Abreu created this brain-guided hyperthermia, it's much safer. So.
Totally.
Completely, you know, I'm not sure about Parkinson's medication or other factors. I know some disease too with radiation or any of those, it can be, there's complications with something, but this is very, very low risk. It's
no invasive.
So that's the wonderful thing about this is that it's just, you know, it's helping when a lot of other things you can do for disease might have side effects.
Exactly. Even when I was feeling that I cannot do it this anymore, you know, if Dr. Abreu says, just stay a little bit more, he's almost finishing, you can trust him because he knows your body can take it.
He's watching.
He's watching.
Every second. He's taking notes. He's making sure all your vitals, all those things are just perfect. So it's very, very safe and it can really help treat disease, which is just on the rise now. I think people are just, we're surrounded by, you know, air pollution, water, all those things, and it's really affecting people's health and all of their daily habits now. So, you know, it's unfortunate that disease is on the rise, and I don't think a lot of people are thinking about neurological disease and that affects everything.
Everything. We are talking about Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, even cancer.
Yeah.
For depression is really good. It helped me a lot.
Wow.
A lot, because most people don't know that Parkinson's is not just about the motor symptoms like a tremor, slowness of movement. It's about depression, mental clarity, brain fog. It's fatigue, energy, pain in your body. It's so much to deal with.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's so, I mean, people do not realize when you can increase your energy, that affects every part of your life. And when you have brain fog and you have fatigue, you can't get up. You know, I know also Lyme disease is like this where you can't get up and your body feels like it's being weighed down by a weight and it's like taking everything to get up and do something, you know, and people take that for granted. And I also think too that it doesn't even have to come with disease. People will, like, the healthier you become, the more energy you have.
Yes.
No matter where you are on the scale of maybe not having a disease, but a lot of people will feel lethargic, and that's not a way to live either. Feeling low energy is also not something that I want to have. Like, I always want to be energized and excited for life. So it's also like when you prevent or you have healthy habits or you do these things, it can really change your day-to-day life, and not just we're thinking maybe in 10 years or 20 years. This is like, how do I want to feel today?
Exactly.
You know, so during the procedure, I don't know if you want to just talk about, you know, pre-procedure, during procedure, and post-procedure. You had your first one, so you do all the, you know, the vitals, all the blood work and everything, and then you do the procedure. And so your first one, you felt amazing after.
Amazing. Like 95 of my symptoms disappeared.
Wow.
And 2 months right after, I had a car accident. My car rolled over twice. I hit my head, and the symptoms started coming back again. And Dr. Abreu, let's do it again.
Yeah.
And I did it again the second time. It wasn't like the first time. But it was good. My brain fog, my depression went away.
Wow.
The mental clarity came back to me. And we are talking about energy, right? You need energy to fight.
Yeah.
Right? And but the car accident, do you believe it?
I know.
Crazy.
That's a scary thing to think of. It was like, it's not something you can prevent.
You know, you know, right?
Can, but not if it's someone else.
Right. Right. So after the first time I did the induction, my life went back to normal. I was so energetic.
Completely. Wow.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to sleep. I know
it's so excited.
Because I was living like I was 23 years old.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Wow.
Until the accident.
So then the symptoms came back.
Yes. Not like the first time.
Okay. So not as bad.
Not as bad. So I did it again. But I was depressed, you know, it was really sad. And of course, I got better, right? And after 1 year and a half, I did the third because two main things, right?
Yeah.
And I did the third time. I had, again, the depression went away. It's really good for my cognitive, for the mental health.
Yeah.
You know? Was really good, helped me with my motor symptoms again. Mm. So the thing is, was not aggravating. Was always if the symptoms came back until the point that it was not worse than before.
So your symptoms are more mental.
It is.
Not physical.
Both.
Because some, you know, I've seen with other Parkinson's, they can't maybe do some walking or movement. So that's very important to them as well. So you've never really struggled as much with the physical.
After the third time, yes.
It really helped or with the physical or the mental?
Both. Always helped me with in both ways. More with the mental.
Okay.
Okay. But that's what I need.
Yeah.
To have the energy to go to the gym and do what I have to do. Besides,
you work out. I saw this on your Instagram. I was like, wow, you are going.
That's not an option. You have to go. I was feeling a lot of pain, both of my legs. So it's really hard. But even though I got to do what I got to do it because I don't want to do it, but I do anyway.
Yeah.
I know it's hard. When you have a disease, it's much harder. But I was like, I changed my environment.
Mm-hmm.
I moved from Florida. I went to New York. Now I'm living in New York. I have this, the whole, it's new for me, you know, because I was searching for quality of life, a healthy lifestyle. And I had to focus on that because it's really hard to get lost.
Yeah.
Right?
So you've had Parkinson's. So you found out in 39, you said you're 50?
Now I'm 48.
Or 48. Okay. So about 10 years.
Right.
So what would you say, did it exponentially increase in the 5 years when you started to have symptoms at 39? Did it just get worse and worse? Mm-hmm. Or what has happened in those 10 years, we'll say, with Parkinson's?
Parkinson's is progressive. There is no cure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, now I'm feeling more of on my movement.
Okay.
The stiffness, you know, on my right side only. And we have to say this because people with Parkinson's doesn't feel the same. We don't feel the symptoms all the same. It's very particular.
Mm-hmm.
So on my right side is really stiffness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have, it's really slow. Even the simple tasks we do every day, like getting dressed and showering, you know, it's really hard. Gets a lot of time.
A lot of energy and time.
But on my left side is still good.
Even
for 10 years, it's still good.
Wow.
So everything I'm doing, I think, is working well, right?
I know. I mean, that all, if you didn't do anything, you know, I'm sure the symptoms would be much worse, progress much worse. So it's all these things that you can do, especially with the BTT medical procedure. It all helps to prevent it also from getting
the progression.
Yeah, the progression, which is so important. And I think people need to realize with Parkinson's, it's not just the physical, the tremors, you know, and it's about the mental.
Totally.
It's so important.
Totally, because you can, it's a mental confusion, you know?
Yeah.
It's difficult. You have difficulty in speaking, in writing, typing. Everything gets so, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. And as far as I know, people with 10 years with Parkinson's, they are really bad
in that
condition.
I know, you look amazing and you don't even, would never even notice.
I hope to be like that because, but it's like we mentioned before, it's not just about the treatment, it's combining
lifestyle. I mean, you're working out, you're pushing instead of just sitting and you know, maybe watching TV and just you're fighting, you're doing all the things.
And studying.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot, the pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDI, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
I research a lot.
Yeah.
You have to keep, it's all this.
Your brain health. I know. And they've even, a lot of people who retire early and they're not using their brain as much, it can go very quickly. You need to be exercising your brain.
All the time.
Just not the physical, but also exercising the
brain. Also exercising, when you get used to.
Yeah.
It's like you feel like you have to read or do something. So do it, everybody. Do.
This is so good. So you've done the 4 treatment. Do you think you're going to come back and do this treatment maybe once a year? What would be your typical?
It depends on the doctors.
Yeah.
Whatever the doctors, Dr. Abril say. Because it's very particular, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to check the pre-tests with the post-test treatment after induction, right?
Yeah.
And compare and say, now you have to come back in 6 months, in a year. So I'm waiting for whatever.
Or how do you, and how do you feel now after your 4th treatment?
Do you feel much better from before when you first came in?
Oh,
and
yes.
Right after?
Generally, I feel more confident.
Sure. It's been 2 days.
It's been 2 days.
Oh, wow.
When you come out of the tunnel, you feel more alive already. Even tired because it's a lot of heat and you get so...
It's exhausted. A very intense procedure. So anyone who's listening, you go into this tunnel and it's all guided by the brain. And he puts on these little clips here, and that goes to, I believe, the hypothalamus.
Yes.
And so that's how the whole procedure is worked, is off of your brain guided hyperthermia. And then you get to almost 200 degrees.
Right.
So you're in this for about 2 to 3 hours,
yeah.
Sweating.
Yes. when they heat so much like that, you feel like a pressure. So you start breathing like...
I mean, most people cannot even handle a sauna for like at 140, 150. I mean, most people have to get out in 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So I can only imagine.
It's all about meditation, concentration, and breath working. If you don't do that during the induction, you're going to get an hour inside the tunnel.
Wow.
But they teach you that.
Yeah.
It's not something that I know. I was, you know.
And we're guided by everyone in there, all the medical, so they're helping, making sure that, you know, everything is safe.
Follow their instructions because it really works.
I know. And also, I mean, sweating, of course, too, is so important for detoxing, getting rid of toxins, and then also reprogramming the misfolding of proteins with the heat shock proteins. So it's really an amazing protocol.
Is when
it can be so I think most people just think of sauna as detoxing, but really it's like all of our proteins are confused, and that is the core of disease. Yeah. And the misfolding of proteins, so this induces heat shock proteins.
Induce.
And helps reprogram our cells.
Yeah.
It's really an amazing procedure that most people have no idea about.
Exactly. Now they know. When I learn about BTT's scientific approach and how it activates the body's own protective proteins,
yeah,
I felt hope again.
Yeah, it's just not talked about a lot. I mean, I'm not the doctor. Dr. Bray is not here. He's upstairs. So not my medical terms. He's better at that. But, I just think a lot of people are not thinking about proteins or the misfolding.
I don't even talk about it. Yeah.
It's honestly so amazing. And the heat shock proteins is something that needs to be talked about.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna keep doing that.
So have you told more people about this with Parkinson's? I know you also have a foundation. If you want to give a little... What is it like beyond Parkinson's?
Yeah, thank you for mentioning.
Of course.
I created a YouTube channel.
Oh.
In Portuguese, right?
Okay.
My Brazilian community.
Yes.
So we talk about it's storytelling, science, community. It's to inspire and to say to everybody, you're not alone. So we unite knowledge and hope. Right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful work that we're doing on YouTube. And also, I'm the founder of the nonprofit Life Beyond Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing a great job.
And is it bringing the community together? I think that's also so important. Yeah, because then everyone can discuss what's working, what's not working, how to lift each other up, community is so important for anything. Loneliness is, I guess, like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. So when you're around community, when you're around friends and loving people and uplifting people, that can also impact your
health. Social connection is really
for
a healthy lifestyle as well. So I know when people have Parkinson's, they don't do that. They are afraid. People, they are looking to you like you're the tremor, the disease, not you.
Yeah.
So they don't go out anymore. They don't do social events anymore because they are you know,
afraid of judgment,
shame. Yes, yes, there's a lot of people with Parkinson's in this situation.
Wow.
And I say, you know, the best thing that I did for me after Parkinson's was
keep living,
communicating. I have Parkinson's and not hiding, not, you know, being ashamed. I was like, I was free when I told people I have Parkinson's. So it's liberating.
Yeah, to really just tell people this is my situation. And
let's go together. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so important. Is there anything else that you have seen that has helped as well? Do you take magnesium?
Oh, yes, yes, can that.
Yes.
So I have this doctor that works with me.
Okay.
He's specializing in integrative health. Mm-hmm. So magnesium, iron, it all depends. I'm not saying that this is the same for everybody. You have to do
exams. I'm such a test, don't guess.
Yes.
Because everyone's body is different. And I even asked you about gene variants, your DNA, that also can have an impact on, you know, your lifestyle as well, or some things that can trigger when you have certain gene variants. So
mm-hmm. Not in my case.
Yeah.
My family never had a Parkinson's. So it's...
I know. I think that's important to also mention, is that some people will say, well, if it's in my, you know, from my parents, or I do have that DNA, then
yeah,
and they won't think about this. But you didn't have that.
I didn't have that. And I know now that only 10% of the kids have that.
Wow.
So it's a huge difference, right?
It's also a dopamine deficiency.
It is. It is totally.
And I, you know, now I take a lot of L-tyrosine.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I love it.
It's good.
People do not think about this with Parkinson's, but it's a dopamine deficiency.
It is.
And it's really something that
dopamine
can be.
Oh, my God, you have no motivation. You don't do anything.
And that's why I love focusing on the brain, because I think we can really uplift our brain and give our brain energy, which that is, I've been doing that. I've been kind of biohacking my brain, and it's really improved my happiness. It's improved my energy. It's improved my motivation.
Yeah.
And there's certain factors that you can do, like certain foods, certain supplements, certain things, to increase your serotonin, your dopamine, all these things that are affecting your neurotransmitters.
Exactly. And serotonin, it's in our gut.
I know.
I thought it was in our brain. Yeah? In your gut. So more you research, more love you are with your body is incredible.
I know. And you realize it's all connected, the gut, the body, the brain. And so it's all important to make sure that you have, you know, those right nutrition, all those things that are going to affect even just minerals. Minerals are so important for your brain function, your neurotransmitters. So all of this plays a role in your brain health and in your...
Yeah, the most important thing that I found out about my health was taking care of my gut.
Yeah.
It's totally connected.
It's
with Parkinson's, especially.
Yeah.
Please. So anti-inflammatory nutrition, it's essential. It's like you have to change your diet.
Yeah.
See what works for you, you know, do the test. Sometimes our body changes with our age.
Yeah.
So you got to do the blood test, the whatever test you have to do.
And they find that it's one of your best investments is to do lab work, to do gut testing, of that. I mean, people go on these vacations and they buy this purse or anything. But really, if you do that $500 lab test, that can prevent a lot of things in the future and really make you feel good today. And a lot of people don't realize, too, you know, your thyroid, your hormones, it could be a selenium deficiency, an iodine deficiency, something so simple, or L-tyrosine or something. And people just never think about it. They can be 60 years old and never think about it. And really, they weren't living their best life because they were just deficient. And they were, even pregnant women, too, they'll have, you know, I had a friend, she had her baby, very iron deficient after. She was very lethargic. She was, you know, and so, of course, then after she did some testing, iron deficient. And once she started taking iron, her whole energy change. So one supplement can really have a big impact on your daily life, you know?
Especially after COVID, so many things changing.
Oh, wow. Do your best. I know.
Right?
A lot of people were affected, I think, in ways that we can't really quantify.
One thing that I noticed in my body was the sugar. As soon as I eliminated the sugar, my body went back to life again. So it's
cutting out sugar.
Sugar,
I know.
Sugar.
I think a lot of disease too. Once your body's confused, it will thrive off of sugar. Like we know, like candida, bacteria, all those things love to feed off of sugar. It's just like their energy source. So it's a lot of people will need to cut out sugar, not for the rest of your life, but especially. Natural sugar, of course, is the best.
Yeah, but
especially if you're trying to recover from something, it's best to really cut out as much sugar as you can for that period of time of recovery. So
I couldn't go slow. You know, I had to be like, I'm gonna cut sugar 100% radical, because if I was like just a little today, 2 days without, 3 days, no, you have to do what you have to do. Just do it. Concentrate.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Like, you your life. Want your life back. And
you're going to just survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Progress.
Yeah, exactly. So anyone who is interested in this treatment, what would you want to tell them? Should you say this is something that you would highly recommend for people that are dealing with neurological disease?
Oh, yes. I always say come with open heart and mind. This isn't just about fixing something. It's about understanding your body in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the feeling to explore it, go after that instinct. You know, your body, you have to listen to your body. You know what you have to do, because sometimes people argue because I am far away from the clinic, or it's too expensive, or it's too hard. If you feel it, go after that instinct, because that's what I did and worked for me. I can always talk about my journey, right? My experience. And Dr. Abreu always check if you are a candidate to do the treatment. It's not like, I want to do it, just go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to evaluate your history, you know, your case. So, but what I can say for sure is you can trust. We feel like we're home.
Yeah.
We feel safe and empowered.
And Dr. Ray really wants to help treat people.
He has such
a great heart.
Oh,
he's not someone who's just trying to sell. Or
not just a patient.
He really wants to help people. He's here all day, every day, trying to help as many people
as possible. The entire team is like that, right?
Yeah.
He's exceptional. You're not treated just like a patient. They see you like a whole person.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. It's the best experience so far.
And it works.
It works.
Everyone's body is different. Everyone's genes, everyone's lifestyle is different. So it definitely is going to affect everyone different. Like most treatments out there, you know, everyone wants that one answer. And that's just not the case. No matter what type of medication, what type of treatment, it always is going to affect people differently.
Yeah, healing is not just about managing symptoms.
Yeah.
It's about understanding your body.
It's so important. It's just so everyone out there, you would say this procedure is doable. And you can get through the 200 degrees.
Yes, he knows when you can deal with it.
You will also be glowing after and lose weight, I'm sure.
No, we don't lose. There's a lot of fluid inside you. You look ahead, direction. You know, because of the fluid.
Oh.
And that needs hydration.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope to lose the weight, but no, it doesn't do that. Almost.
It's a beauty procedure.
What I can say is it helped me to reduce some of the symptoms, yes, but it's more than that. Give me hope and direction again.
Yes.
You feel alive. You feel like, now I can do it. Now I can
enjoy your day.
Oof.
In New York.
There's no treatment like that yet, you know.
Yeah. And so you can still walk. You can still do all those things. Yes. And that is something that you want to prevent, because that is something that is difficult sometimes for Parkinson's patients.
Totally. So difficult, because your mind is working just fine. You're like, I know, I live my whole life doing this movement. Why is it not doing now?
Yeah.
So it's too much. So prevent that. You know, you can prevent with healthy lifestyle, with the basics, like we were talking in the beginning here.
And once you're done with the procedure, you notice, I know there's some fatigue after.
Exhaustion.
You have some symptoms, a little headache afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But when do you start to feel better?
24 hours after.
24 hours after.
It's been 48 hours now, right?
Okay.
After induction. And 24 hours after, you feel good right after you come out from the tunnel.
Okay.
You feel more like connected with your body, you know, more confident. It's incredible, the sensation. Even when you're tired, like because of the heat and your body went so much stress, right, inside the tunnel. But 24 hours after, it's like, oof, I can breathe again.
Your body is functioning better.
No mental
things confusion. Are connecting better.
Yes. And they always say, don't do too much because you feel alive. You want to do everything. Just, you know, take it slow, because your body is still working. Even after a month or 2 months after the induction,
you can still feel it.
You can still feeling, and the symptoms gets better.
Wow.
Even after 2 months, I think.
You can tell it's getting better and better
you
throughout
can tell.
It.
If we meet together in 2 months, you're going to see the difference.
Wow.
Yes, that's for sure, because I had this the 3 times I did the induction.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
That is so amazing. So everyone out there with a neurological disease or Parkinson's, there's inspiration, there's hope.
Research.
Research, do your healthy lifestyle habits. And
But I always say, don't expect miracle. Don't come to and expect this treatment, you're going to do everything.
Yeah.
You have to do your part. With a healthy, change your lifestyle. Emotional regulation is important. Sleep, like everything we mentioned here.
It's so important. I think people just want that one thing that it's going to take them there. It's not. You have to do so much. It's a whole aspect. It's the mind,
yes.
Body, it's everything. So it's not you come here and everything is fixed.
Unfortunately. But I understand I had the expectation the first time too, but every time I came to do the induction again, I was more prepared. Because I prepare my gut, I prepare my mind. I was doing the breath work. So it's out of work, but it's worth it, because I want to live, not just survive.
I know. And a lot of people, they just kind of go day to day without wanting to really live their life. Yeah. And I think it's so important that to keep pushing and to have that energy and that excitement for life, no matter what stage you're in, to always have hope, to always have that excitement.
Yeah, it's not a cure, but you can live well with Parkinson's.
I mean, it's even on your Instagram, I'm like, wow, you are living your life.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong.
Working out, during the travel.
It's so hard, Jenny. It's so hard sometimes. I cry. Yeah, but I stand up again, you know?
Yeah.
You have to keep fighting, even when you don't have a disease.
Yeah.
Day by day.
And I think it's not just about disease either. No. It's about you making your life the best.
Yes.
You know, and so I think a lot of people out there, this is not just for people who have maybe some type of neurological disease. This is about saying, I want to live my best life. How do I do that?
And we have a lot today. More research will find out.
I know. We have more knowledge about our bodies. We have more money going.
Yeah.
Money going to medical, to all these treatments. But somehow these diseases and depression is on the rise. And so something needs to change.
We got to change the.
Yeah. So, well, everyone, come to VTT Medical Institute. It is here in Aventura, Florida, and anyone can come. You're in New York. Yeah. There's many that come from Brazil or from all around the world to come to VTT Medical. This is an amazing procedure by Dr. Abreu, and we're here just trying to spread the words so that people have the knowledge and know about this amazing protocol. So
thank you so much, Danny, for this opportunity and for the work, the job you're doing. It's so great. Help. You're going to help a lot of people.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
And you're welcome. My pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Biohacker Body Podcast. I hope Ellen's story reminded you that healing is never linear, and there's always more that you can do to support your body, even when facing something as complex as Parkinson's. From brain-guided hyperthermia to gut health, sleep, supplements, and mindset, all of it matters, and her journey is proof that combining medical innovation with daily habits can lead to real transformation. If you want to learn more about VTT Medical Institute or Ellen's nonprofit Life Beyond Parkinson's, check out the show notes or head to biohackerbondi.com for links and more resources. If this episode inspired you, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone you love. That's the best way to support this show and helps others discover what's possible for their health. Until next time, stay curious, stay empowered, and keep biohacking your life.